I better.
Start putting stuff in there.
Because, you know, the doddering old senior that I am can't remember a thing past,
oh my God,
past 5 minutes.
I can't either. So, yeah, that's why I like to write stuff down.
I can tell you everything about 1973 or 1974, but don't ask me what I had for dinner last night.
Yeah, I feel that way a lot of times, too. I wouldn't know. Or what I did yesterday. You know, did we go to the grocery store yesterday, or was that the day before? Sometimes I can't remember anymore.
So Big Fatty has the expression downtown. Downtown. Right. Uh-huh. Is that Petula Clark?
Yes, it is Petula Clark.
Yep. So whenever I have one of those senior moments, I immediately think of Big Fatty and downtown.
Okay. I do too. Our big clock we have in the kitchen there. I've showed you the one that says, you know, this is Monday morning.
Right.
On it, and then has the date and the time on it. We call that now our downtown clock, is what Jim and I call that.
Who is
what my husband and I call that.
What podcast was just talking about not knowing what day it was?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, the doddering old senior that can't remember a thing.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3416 of the BFO for Wednesday the 10th. Of March 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and believe it or not, some regular voice letters. Big Fatty. Hello, eager beavers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Yo, you're eager beavers today. Big Fatty. Is there something going on at the cannery? Well, yes. As a matter of fact, there is. Y'all, I've received an e-letter from Miss Beaver that there's a package. A package. Big Fatty, Miss Beaver's package? No, we're not talking about... No, Miss Beaver has a package en route to Big Fatty. Package en route. It just gets more vulgar as you go. Well, there's a package en route to the villa from Miss Beaver. Big Fatty, do you think it might be sesame sticks? Why would you think it might be sesame sticks? Well, Big Fatty, you're going to tell everybody when you tell them about your day. Well, you know what? You're right. Big Fatty. Beautiful day in Fatty, because it's true. After I spoke to you yesterday, young Nicholas, right before I finished the recording, young Nicholas showed up here at the villa, and so we had a nice little visit just kind of caught up. I hadn't seen him since night, and it's just kind of unusual, but we got all caught up, and he headed on home, and Big Fatty sat down and I just had a little something for supper. I wasn't real hungry. I What did I do? Betty, you had a little supper. Well, I finished up some this and that. It's just some of the this and that from the icebox, from the Frigidaire, and threw in a couple of chunks of that cone beef that I had had made, and just a little something. And y'all watch the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. And y'all, then what else did I watch? Watch the Jeopardy, and y'all, that Catherine Couric is the guest host this week, and y'all, she was okay. I think I like Ken Jennings better, but we'll give her a week or two to see if she kind of slides into the job and kind of feels a little more natural. And then what else did I watch? Yo, I don't remember what I watched. Me, ready? No surprise there. Oh, y'all, one thing, since at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Holly and KC talking about going downtown. Y'all, I forgot to tell you that on Sunday night, was it Sunday night? Yes, it was Sunday night. Y'all, I went to fill up my mug of ice water, and y'all, the water stopped working again on the Frigidaire. Y'all, I was mad as a snake. Mad as a snake, I tell you. And so I, the solution is to put a new one of those water filters in there. Y'all, this is how they get you. It's how they get you. They make you buy those water filters. So y'all, I put in a new water filter. Didn't work. Didn't work. I was mad as a snake. So I put the old one back in, tried it again. Didn't work. So I just decided, well, I'm just going to have to call y'all. They had told me that it was some sort of pump that would eventually go out. But, oftentimes it's the water filter that causes the problem. So I just decided, well, I'll call the people on Monday morning and get them to come out and pump it. Betty, that is vulgar. Y'all got up Monday morning. I get a cube of ice to put in the bottom of my coffee so I can start drinking it immediately. Cause y'all, sometimes it's just too hot. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the old people don't like it too hot. And but y'all, I had from the night before I had left the button on the water dispenser. So when I put my hand in there and pushed the lever, y'all, water shot out all over me, all over the floor, because you know my hand was there, so it just shot and bounced right back up. All so y'all, the Frigidaire is working again. Ready? So y'all, I guess it just needed to rest. It just needed to rest. And let's see. Went to bed, y'all. I went to bed early, y'all. My arm, just an update on the Moderna vaccine, y'all. By the way, did you see the artwork Big Fatty created yesterday? Yes, Big Fatty. It's nothing like Miss Lawrence, but it was acceptable. It was kind of so-so. Well, no, that's last month. Oh, okay. What was I saying? My arm was a little sore when I went to bed Monday night. And it was a little sore when I got up on Tuesday. And, y'all, I'm sitting here right now rubbing on it. Betty, how does it feel? It's a little sore. I'm not in any pain or anything. When I laid on my side in the bed on Monday night, I could feel it. moving on, y'all got up on Tuesday morning, had me a slice of that quiche I made. Y'all, it's really not as flavorful as I had hoped it would be, but you know, it is what it is. And y'all, then I was off on my morning nipple walk, went up around the big circle. Came back, got my share And y'all then y'all the NEP called, and we had a conversation. He is wanting Big Fatty to plan a trip. And y'all, he doesn't like to make the reservations or anything like that. So y'all, he calls Big Fatty Hot Travel, H-O-T Travel, which the H-O-T is the Hitler of travel. Big Fatty! Because I tend to overplan. By the way, he did say that his sister Flo still listens from time to time. So hey, Flo! what was I saying? So we talked for a while and everything, and y'all, then I just decided I needed a haircut. Y'all, I not only does my face look like I'm 100 years old, but it was like Rip Van Winkle, with the gray hair and everything like that. And so y'all, I left and I went and got my hairs cut, and y'all, it's so nice. It's so nice to have a fresh haircut. And y'all, then I stopped off at the Lowell's Foods. Okay. I thought they sold lumber. No, they sell food also. Oh, I've never seen that section of the store. No, this is a food store. Oh, okay. But y'all, I just, you know, y'all, the place is expensive. It's expensive. And, I picked up a couple of little things, and y'all, one of them, I was looking for sesame sticks. Do you know what sesame, I know Peter G doesn't know what the hell sesame sticks are, because he one time asked, what the hell are sesame sticks? And y'all, I couldn't find them in the store. Big Fatty, don't turn this into another Melba Toast calamity. No, we don't need a Melba Toast calamity, but y'all, they didn't have them in the store, and I haven't seen them, but they had a little snack mix that had some honey roasted peanuts and some cayenne pepper cone chips, and something else was in there too. I don't know what it was, but I got some of that. Y'all, it was pretty good, and I picked up some beer and something else. I don't remember what it was. Big Fatty, this is the downtown episode. It's true. I came home, and they do make the sesame sticks. They're on that Lesbyterian delivery service. And y'all, they had some that were, it was like half regular sesame sticks and half honey roasted or honey sesame sticks. And I may have to try those out here soon. But what did I do? Y'all, I don't remember what I did once I got here. But y'all, here I am. I'm recording the little show. And that pretty much was my day, or at least what you could remember of it.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Esquire. Now, I'm not one to get upset when you ruin something. I mean, I am, because I have plenty of times yelled at you for ruining something. But on the Little Hoot Nanny Super Bowl halftime show, you read my number one fan entry and attributed it to Baron Frosty. Now, the number three fan of the BFO, God bless him, is Baron Frosty. My question is, did Baron Frosty enter the contest as well as myself? So then you don't know which one of us won, so we'd be like co-number threes? And nothing says desperate like two people wanting to be in third place. Or did Baron Frosty not enter the contest? And yeah. Yeah, just saying, you screwed me over. I, Also, the reason it ended was because it was 25 words or less, and I ran out of words, so I just stopped typing because it's so-so February. All right, well, I guess that's how it's going to be. I see how this goes. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I can see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda. And Veda, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Veda, we have an accounting firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe.
Trademark Vera Charles.
And I'm going to forward your concerns to them. And we'll have a final report, y'all. We will include it on Monday's little fatty cast. So y'all, if you want to hear the outcome of this situation that has been brought to Big Fatty's attention, Big Fatty, isn't it beyond the statute of limitations? Well, anyway, I have the entries and all, so we're going to pass that along, and y'all listen to the Little Fatty Cast Monday's little show to find out what the remedy is.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. It's that time. Okay, let's see. The other day, what are we calling him these days? The young adult genius, is that your name? Or are we calling you the adult genius now?
Adult genius.
Okay, he says adult genius. I got no idea. Anywho, let's see. We got a large CVS heat and cold pack, so that was fun. And he also got a bottle of his deodorant spray. And I paid a collective $4.53. Mind you, his deodorant alone was $8.59, and the pack was $10.99. So I saved $15.20 for a total of a 78% savings, because, you know, I'm just trying to rob them blind. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, and also, I found out that Whole Foods was running a promotion for 2 dozen roses for $19.99 for Valentine's Day. So, unbeknownst to Joe, he essentially bought me 4 dozen roses for Valentine's Day. So, huzzah. Hope all is well. Love you. Bye.
Dear, I see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always love to hear from you. I'm sorry it's taken so long, but you know, when you call in during So-So Question Month, you get bumped. You get bumped by the mediocrity. Yes, Wiggity. It's kind of like today, and here we are in the 10th of March, and it's still mediocrity. But anyway, and Princess Hannah, excellent coupon, and how did Joe not know that he gave you 4 dozen roses? I don't understand that part of it, but you know, that's that was a month ago, so you know, I'm sure they're dead and gone by now. That is kind of like those tulips. Dick, I see those tulips the Nep sent. What? But I just threw them away today. Today was the last of the tulips. Yes, me buddy. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all are going to be going into a very dark time this coming weekend. You know, Big Fatty is going to be wearing his black veil, me and the old gal, because y'all will be switching back to daylight savings time. No, saving time. Betty, you fucked it up. I know I did. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at Enormous. And Harley, what do you think about Big Fatty going downtown?
Big Fatty, the doddering old senior that can't remember a thing.
Oh, I can't remember shit, and you're not far behind. At least I don't think you are.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.